time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Good morning, Merrimack Valley. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick. I feel like my podcast voice is different than my radio voice, Nick. It's a little more chill, a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, we're in like the month two of the podcast world here.
Settling in, finally.
Finally settling in. Settling in.
Fall season starts and we haven't covered a fall season in the Merrimack Valley yet. So we'll be back at square one in about 2 weeks.
Learning everything that we need to know. We're looking forward to that. We're looking for news around the sports world in the Merrimack Valley. Not much is happening. It's August. It's absolutely the slowest month of the year for local sports. But we do have some great news coming out of Andover. Andover's EJ Perry back in the NFL. He was released 2 weeks ago due to a hamstring injury. Bill Burt, is it reporting? Yes, Bill yes. Burt from the Eagle Tribune. Mm-hmm. Our friend Bill Burt reporting that he is back in the NFL with the Jaguars. Signed a free agent deal. And he is in. That shows some perseverance, huh, Nick? Coming back 14 days later?
Yeah, especially if you get cut due to injury. But they gave him a decent chunk of change for an undrafted free agent. So they must, you know, they obviously like him.
Yeah.
They gave him some guaranteed money. I think he got a $400K guaranteed, which I think is rare for someone who wasn't drafted. So
yeah.
good for EJ Perry. I mean, hopefully he catches on and he has a nice career here.
Yeah. So I guess there was a deal that fell through with the Eagles before that. Bill Burt was reporting, and he was the Ivy League Offensive Player of the Year for Brown last fall. Mm. I mean, that's no slouch there for sure.
No, not at all.
So I love it. Maybe we're maybe the Merrimack Valley's a place to be, Nick, for football. You know, North Shore. I can't think of. Can you think of anyone besides Ryan St. Pierre, who's done something in the pros for football for the North Shore?
For the North Shore and the pros? I can't know. Not off the top of my head, no. I mean, if you counted Everett as the North Shore.
Yes.
But we don't do that, so.
And I feel like you have a couple prepsters that are not from the North Shore that did some good things, like Wayne Lucier. Remember him? He was a lineman for the Giants. The
Giants center. Colorado.
I think he was Southern New Hampshire, to be honest with you.
Was he?
Yeah, maybe Hampton is ringing the bell for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah, that team was 97 St. John's Prep. They had St. Pierre, and then they had an NFL lineman. I think they had two other linemen that played D1, and they had a D1 base. Brian Lentz, the D1 baseball player, was also on that team and was really good.
Yes, yes. Good job. Andover's EJ Perry. We're proud of him here at the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Hope things go well with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'll be honest with you, they could probably use some quarterback help, right? After the rookie season that they're number one him.
He's still the phenom, though, Trevor Lawrence. He's still the phenom, so we'll see. We'll see if
Mac Jones all the way, kid. Mac Jones. All right, Nick, that's enough because we got nothing to say. Let's be honest. Let's take a break and go to someone who does have a lot to say.
Yes.
We are going to have a Moynihan Lumber Scholar Athlete of the Month on from Haverhill Cross Country and Track. Nick, she is such a good student that she's skipping freshman year and going right to sophomore year at Westfield State. We're going to tell you all about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I'm the Cash for Nick Cuckoo. This is our one and only guest of the day, this segment. And it's our Moynihan Lumber Scholar Athlete of the Month. She won that back in the fall for Haverhill Cross Country. Bryn LaCours. What's going on, Bryn?
Hi, not much. How are you doing?
Good. Hit the pride of the hillies, right?
Absolutely.
Cross country track, wrapped up a fine career there. And now you're off to Westfield State very shortly, I would imagine. We're in mid-August here. So when's the start date for Westfield?
Yeah, so I move in August 29th. That's a Monday. So I'll have a couple days before I start my classes, September 6th. So I'm just really excited to move in and hopefully meet some new people.
Nice, nice. You have any idea what you're studying yet there, Bryn?
Yeah, so I'm doing a movement science. That's my plan for right now. So hopefully become a PT one day and see how that goes.
Nick, she totally crushed it. She actually is starting as a sophomore. Is that right?
Oh, nice.
I'm coming in as a first semester sophomore. So
there's no like freshman 15. You're not going to put on the weight.
Right, yeah.
You skip that process.
Right. It's a positive side of things. So.
and Nick, she must have made someone, whoever is writing the check to Westfield State on your behalf, someone must be super happy because I think you saved them a little money there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, and with a sister there, we get a little bit of an extra bonus. So, yeah.
Ah, it's like combining home and auto insurance. Like,
yeah, right.
That's awesome. Are you going to be doing any running there, like competitively?
I am, yeah. So I'm going to be going into D3 cross country indoor and outdoor track. So I'm very excited. I think we have a good group of girls coming in. So it'll be good to just kind of pick up where I left off and see how it goes.
Nice. Yeah. Take us there. And when do you start? What have you been doing to prepare for the season?
Yeah. So it's I took 2 weeks off after I went to New Balance. So ever since I think July 4th, I've been doing my summer training. Have a good log for that. I think I'm on a 7-day rotation. So I run 6 days, take one day off, but it's been going great. Yeah. So I've gotten up to like 30, 35 miles and it's going really good.
And you said New Balance earlier. Now for me and Nick, we're like sports connoisseurs. We know that's referring to the Nationals, right? For
right.
Track.
Yes. New Balance Nationals.
But the common listener might. So like take us there. Like what did you have to do to qualify for nationals and what events did you compete in?
So I competed in the 4x8. I had three other lovely girls on my team help me get there with them. So it was a great experience being able to work together and do that all as a team, which was the best part of it. But we worked really hard the whole season. We made it all the way to, we got sixth at divisionals and we got eighth in all state from the unseeded heat, which was pretty much unheard of. So we just qualified by, we hit it right on the dot, 0.00 to qualify. So we were just very lucky to make it.
Wow. Yeah. Take us, high school career. How'd you finish up? I guess we'll start with the spring outdoor season. Huh? What'd you run in that season? How'd it go? Obviously, if you did nationals.
So individually, I mostly competed in the mile and the 2 mile. So the longer, the better. I took a couple for the team with the 2 mile. It's not my favorite, but I'm always trying to look out for the team, get points where I can. The mile's my personal favorite. Got into the 5:30s, so that's good for me. And it was enough to finish sixth in the conference. So outdoor went very well for me, which was good.
six in the conference in that time. That just shows me how the Merrimack Valley is in running.
Yeah.
Who were some of those girls? Yeah. Who are some of those girls in the Merrimack Valley that were always like one,
they're
two?
They're amazing. Yeah. It's great to be able to have such good competition. I really think the MVC just has such good depth. Like Molly Kylie and Miana Carballo and my own teammate, Finley Simons. She won the whole mile for outdoor. So it's just, it's great being able to run against girls like that with such good competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you run distance all three seasons, but I mean, it's not the same thing all three seasons, right? Between cross country, indoor and outdoor, just kind of, you know, take us to the differences in those three seasons. How's your strategy change? How do your workouts change?
Yeah. And no, I think strategy does change, but one thing that stays the same is definitely that mental toughness, being able to just hang in there, especially with the longer distances, being able to think, okay, I can do this. And just being able to mentally get there and, you know, be where you are. So,
yeah. What's the food in the back of your mind that gets you mentally through it? Like, what are you going to enjoy after a nice 2 mile run?
Oh my, definitely Chick-fil-A is the place to go. That's where we all ended up after cross country and track. Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
It's not a bad place to be, you know?
No.
your body kind of walks you towards it in like the mall. You just kind of like, what? I guess I have to order. I'm in front of a Chick-fil-A.
It's a mutual agreement. Yeah.
What's the go-to there? Like, what's the, you know?
Oh yeah. The deluxe. Gotta get the Chick-fil-A sauce, you know, all the good stuff. So can't forget a milkshake, obviously.
Wow. You're going all out.
Oh yeah. You know, if you're going to do that, 2 miles, you got to go all in after. So
I try to pretend like I'm being good, Brit, and like get a Diet Coke.
Hey, this is like once in a while. So
I can justify this 2000 calorie meal with a Diet Coke.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
It works. Yeah. So family littered with runners, like take our listeners through everybody and everybody, their names and what they've accomplished in running.
Yeah. So, I'll start with my dad. So my dad, Stephen LaCour, is a big marathoner, started running with the Merrimack Valley Striders. His best marathon was 2 hours, 39 minutes, which is insane. Very crazy at Chicago. And then I'll go to my mom. So my mom, she's still running marathons today. She just did Chicago. I'm just trying to get back into it, finish. And I think her best is like 3 hours and 11 minutes. So she's also a legend. And I have my sister, and we always just would compete in high school together. You know, we would drive each other to do the best we could. So she's also a fantastic runner and very good at cross country.
Is she doing a cross country at Westfield or?
Yeah, we'll be running together in the fall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Hillies connection.
I know.
The LaCours.
Right? The LaCour sisters are back.
Nice. So Bryn, I take it, I mean, you've been running at a very young age, given the, you know, the genetics you have in your family. When did you first get your start? And when did you start to realize this is the sport for me?
Yeah. So I actually started in third grade as an elementary school, and my sister did it before. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it too. I loved it. And I remember going to like the Junior Olympics, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. It was in New Mexico with all like the hot air balloons and everything. And I think I finished maybe 50th or something. But I feel like after that experience, I was like, okay, this is for me. And I just kept sticking with it.
Yeah. Did you play any other organized sports as well growing up?
Oh, yeah. Like through middle school, I tried everything like volleyball, soccer, basketball. So pretty much everything under the sun.
But you kept going to the sport that tortures yourself. And
yeah. Yeah. No, it was just something about it. I don't know. I think just maybe the people and everything too. I loved it. So
Nick and I settled on baseball and softball, where we can do the most standing around.
There you go. Right. And
we both played the one position where you can do the most standing
third
around,
base. Right? We just, you don't even have
to
move
at
all.
Arm though, right?
Yeah. You don't even have to move as much as the first baseman. You don't even have to move as much as the
third. No splits.
Yeah. Nice. So tell us about, you know, that academic path that you're taking, sort of what led you there.
Yeah. So I feel like I've always held myself to a very high like academic standard. I'd stay up late doing homework, whatever I needed to do. I just wanted to make sure it was done. And in doing that, challenging myself, I took dual enrollment classes at Northern Essex Community College. And in doing so, that's what led me to being a sophomore. So in college now. So I finished seventh in my class with like a 3.92 GPA, which is great. So I'm very excited about that and very thankful. And yeah, just kept working hard at it.
Does that come with like dorm privileges? Like you get better one because you're a sophomore versus a freshman?
Yeah. So I was able to apply to the honors hall. So I get to have, I share a bathroom with one other person, and I feel like that's the plus.
Crucial. Yeah. Instead of like carrying everything down the hall kind of thing.
Yeah. Just the quick two steps out the door and I'm right to the bathroom. So.
All right. Yeah. So it's just one person. All right. That's clutch. I mean,
yeah.
That's,
oh yeah.
100%. You know, everyone puts efforts into like, oh, I got to get the best bed spread or desk for my work and lights and lamps. No, you got to make sure you have a good bathroom access.
Yeah, I'll take the bathroom any day. So
awesome.
Absolutely. Bryn, just tell us, you know, how you balance it all together. I mean, that's a huge course load, college courses. And, you know, at the same time, you're, you know, earning all-star nods in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely gets tough at times, but just like being able to sit back and think, okay, like I can do this, being able to like mentally check in with myself. And I think it's important to just have like a little bit of time to yourself if you can, just like regroup. That's just, I think the mental reset, even if it's just at night, like reading a book, getting away from the phone, stuff like that. That's what I do at least. So yeah, that's, I think the thing that keeps me together is just being able to mentally check in with myself and say, all right, I'm going to be okay.
How long can you stay away from the phone?
Honestly, I've gotten pretty good this summer. Like I think I'm a big, like I like to bike and everything. Like I'll get out and I'll bike and try to stay away from it. So I've done pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking the other day, my wife, like, you know, we're Gen X people, you know, mid 40s. And my wife, actually, if she's listening to this, she's early 30s. Okay. We get that straight. She doesn't want me to say how old she, we
don't
she,
make her
we,
mad.
We switched ages this year. She said we switched up. She's 5 years older than me. Anyway. Yeah. It's like we always we razz the younger. Oh, they're always on their phones. Meanwhile, we're like this ourselves. Like, oh, look at Facebook. You know, it is a balance, though.
It's so addicting. I know.
You know, I wanted to wrap up. Well, maybe a couple more questions. I wanted to ask you about the actual pressure of the intense coverage. Now, when I say that, I don't mean like the newspapers. You get your fair share of coverage in that great article, the Eagle Tribune on the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month there. But what I'm talking about is things like, I don't know what the website, like trackfieldma.net, something like that. Anyway, yeah. Your profiles come up all the time. People are tracking you. They're posting videos like instantly. You're always measured. Right. People tweeting results. Hey, look at everybody. And if it's not the best result in the world, it's like, oh, I really don't want to see that. I'm already in my head about this race. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, no. So I always just think not every day is going to be my best. You know, like you're going to have good days. You're going to have hard days. But there's always going to be a next time. And the people that believe in you are going to be able to see that and tell, okay, like you look at the overall progress of how far you've like came, like where you started to where you are, and just trusting and believing, okay, like I know I can do this, even if today wasn't my day.
It's well said, you know, because Nick went to high school in the early 2000s. I went in the mid 90s, and all we had to deal with for pressure was the next day seeing the kids like, dude, you really booted that ball last night, huh? Like, you know, like that was our pressure back then. We'd have to instantly see it when we went home, you know? Right. So it's a lot for you guys to manage on top of the already existing pressures, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's summer. Final question. What's going on for you outside of getting ready for Westfield? You maintaining a job or just chilling and relaxing for now?
Yeah, no, a healthy mix of vacation and job. So I work at Market Basket like every other kid.
Nice.
yeah. So that's actually just where I was. So yeah, I work like probably like 4 or 5 days a week. And then, you know, take some days to go hang out with my friends and stuff and do some things like at the beach, you know, all that good summer stuff. So
wait a minute.
It's a good balance.
What's the color of your sports jacket at the basket?
at the basket.
The thing you wear.
Maroon. I got a maroon one. Yeah.
Maroon. Now, what does maroon signify? Is that like a rookie or is that like a mid-level basketer?
Yeah. So that's just, you give those to cashiers, the female cashiers. So the maroon not anything ones. Special, but I've been there for 2 years. So maybe one day we'll go up.
But I feel like I've seen some of the senior level like people wearing maroon as well.
Oh yeah. Like, they got like they have red ones. So it's a little different. They're like the red's like you're super cool, you know? So, you know, we'll see.
Do you remember that picture, Nick, of like Belichick, Brady, Gronk in the maroon jackets? And someone tweeted, wow, I didn't know that the Patriots also work at Market Basket.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. And Brent, I have to take issue. You said every kid works at Market Basket. I worked at Shaw's when I was here.
Oh, okay.
And I'll then a Market that. Basket opened in town and nobody went to Shaw's anymore, but that's a different story.
Nick was the face of Shaw's in Gloucester, Mass. Brent. He was
everyone knew where to complain. Everyone knew where to complain.
Yeah, I know.
If it was bad in the paper, they knew where to find me.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because you doubled. You did newspaper and Shaw's at one point. Yeah. We digress. Hey, Brent LaCour's Haverhill track, cross country, outstanding career. The LaCours are all over the place running and making their mark. And we expect nothing but great things at Westfield. So we'll catch up later down the road. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Moynihan Lumber, scholar athlete in the books. On the other side, Nick and I just catching up a few more tidbits about Merrimack Valley sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCashin and Kukuru, wrapping things up. Brynn LaCours, once again, Nick, our streak of the female interviewees are always better than the males is alive.
Yes, that is completely accurate. Impressive. Coming into, good for her, going into college as a sophomore, as coming from somebody who had to be a sophomore in college 2 years in a row. So, Brynn's already got the jump on me.
Skip right ahead. I mean, I would love that. If my child saved me that much money,
yeah,
skip freshman year,
saving herself that much money too.
I know,
good for her. She might not even be, 30 yet by the time she pays off those loans.
Yeah. So that's it. We're going to wrap up here. It is a mid-August show, a classic mid-August show, catching up on some athletes who've done some great things during the high school season. That's what our show will look like for the next couple of weeks, Nick, and we will.
The good news is football starts a week from today and the rest of the sports start a week from Monday. So, good stuff coming up. I can't wait to dive into Merrimack Valley football. I know a lot about Billerica and Tewksbury because they play the teams I cover in the NEC, but I'm excited to, see what the MVC Large has in store. I know it's really good, obviously, like it is in every sport, but I'm getting excited to kind of sink my teeth into it a little bit more this year.
Yeah. And I feel like a team like North Andover has come into the mix a little
damn
bit.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm.
Playing Marblehead, I think, in a couple of playoffs and stuff. And we're excited about football starting for sure. It comes at a great time all the time. Everyone's ready for action after a slow August. So stay with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here on MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for tuning in. We're done for another week. Talk to you next week.